Hey, GWA Backstage, this is John. I'm going to butcher both these names, but today I'm going to be doing... Oh, God. Rylox? Oh, God. Whatever her username is, I'm going to be doing her accent challenge. And then at the very end of this, I'm going to be doing... I'm sorry in advance for badly fucking up your name. La Vraie Vie's alternate accent challenge. I can't pronounce half y'all's usernames for shit. But probably entertaining to hear how I do pronounce them. So, I'm going to start off with Rylixus. I know that's not your username. Or I know that's not how you pronounce it. I'm just calling it. Let's start from number one, though. My username, John17999. Pretty straightforward. Where I from? Kentucky. Woo. Now it's the following words. Ant. Roof. Root. Ugh. Ant. Roof. Root. Or route, I said both. Feeder. Iron. Salmon. Caramel. Fire. Water. New Orleans. Pecan. Both. Again, probably. Alabama, lawyer, coupon, mayonnaise, pajama, cot, naturally, aluminum, gif, cracker jack, doorknob, envelope. Well, pretty straightforward. Number four, what is it called when you throw toilet paper on a house? It's TPN. Five, what is a bubbly carbonated drink called? Soda. What do you call gym shoes? Normal shoes. I don't know what else you'd call them. Sneakers? That's just, I don't know. What do you call your grandparents? Grandma, grandpa? What do you call the wheeled contraption in which you carry groceries at the supermarket? I don't even call it a supermarket, but... cart, grocery cart, shopping cart, something cart. What is the thing you change the TV channel with? Remote. Choose a book and read a passage from it. I have a very interesting book here with me. It is Trigonometry for Dummies. Yes. Read a passage from it. I'm sure you guys are going to find this excruciatingly painful to listen to. Holy shit, that first word is hard to pronounce. Pythagoras was a Greek mathematician who lived around 570 BC. Even with the relatively primitive tools at his disposal, he was able to discover and formulate a theorem, or rule, that became one of the most well-known in all of mathematics. The Pythagorean Theorem. The Pythagorean Theorem says that if A, B, and C are the sides of a right triangle, as shown in figure 6.3, and if C is the side opposite the right angle, then their lengths have the following property. A squared plus B squared equals C squared. Okay, I have to read this bottom part, because I just read the top. Have you heard the one about the squaw and the hippopotamus? I'm going to read this at this. I have not read this before. I'm going to be reading it for the first time ever, so I might crack up halfway through this. This is like an author's note. The first time I heard this joke was on a Chicago radio station in the 90s, in the 60s. The disc jockey was Howard Miller, as many Chicagoans will agree, a man before his time. Who else could get away with telling a math joke on morning radio? Joke goes as followed. There was an Indian tribe with the usual hierarchy of braves, chiefs, and squaws. Two of the braves had squaws who were expecting papooses? What the hell is a papoose? Chief squaw was also expecting a papoose. The squaws of the braves sat working buffalo hides, grinding corn, and doing what squaws do. But the squaw of the chief sat on a hippopotamus hide to do her daily chores. The happy days arrived. The papooses were born. Oh, papoose means child. The squaws of the two braves each had sons, and the squaws of the chief had twin sons. The moral of the story, the squaw on the hippopotamus is equal to the sons of the squaws on the other two hads. Yes, I'm sure you're groaning. God, that was terrible. Holy shit, I don't even... I understand the joke, but at the same time, I'm like, oh, God. Okay. Do I think I have an accent? Obviously not. I done don't think I do have an accent at all, y'all. It honestly kind of depends. Like, let me actually make sure it's still recording. I'm using a new mic for this shit. It is good. I was gonna flip a table probably because I've been recording for about 6 minutes now. I can hide my accent if I really want to. Or I can let it out like I am right now, truly. Like, you know, if I'm doing normal audio, I can, you know, I can rail it in to the point that, like, I am pronunciating words, you all are pronunciating words, blah, blah, blah. But if I really want to get down into it and I just start talking real fast and whatnot, I start combining words together and I don't even know if people can understand me at that point because, you know, who knows. End the audio by saying any three words you want. Well, it's gonna have to be words that I say differently. I got two of the words. I don't know the third one. I don't know. Hey, that's three words. I guess I don't have to say them in a sentence. I can say, for my first word, darling. Second word. Shit, I forgot my second word. God damn. Darling. I don't know. Seriously, my mind just gone blank. Y'all. Darling, y'all. I don't know. That's my three words. Let's move on to the next to the part of the challenge. Her challenge simply states, blah 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 blah. Basically, read a list of words. This should be fun. Okay. The list. Cock, pussy, teasing, little bastard, penis, vagina, baby, fuck, fucking hell, spanking, clit, cunt, horny as fuck, fuck me harder, Mr. Semester, sir, Mr. Dead, I'm joking, I'm not doing it like that. I just stepped on something hard. Okay, let's go through the actual list. Cock. Pussy. I do not say it like that, I do not know why I just said it like that. Pussy. Ow. Teasing. Little bastard. Dick. Penis. Vagina. Baby. Fuck. Fucking hell. Spanking. Clit. Cunt. Horny. Horny as fuck. Fuck me harder. Mistress. Master. Sir. Miss. Daddy. I did not say it like that. Daddy. 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 Oh god, whatever. Slut. Come, slut. Your fuck toy. Cream pie. Anal. Fuck my ass. I fucking love your cock, baby. I fucking love your pussy, baby girl. Beg. Begging. Beg for my pussy. Beg for my cock. Please. Thank you. I don't know if this is one thing or two things, but fuck me. Okay, yeah. Sorry, there's no punctuation here, so I'm kind of reading, and I'm like, I don't know if it's supposed to flow together or not. Dirty little whore, get on your knees right now. Right fucking now. You dirty boy. Filthy girl. You're mine. My good boy. My good girl. Okay, I have to try it just for the sake of it, because I made the joke earlier. Cock, pussy, teasing, little bastard, dick, penis, vagina, baby, fuck, fucking hell, hell, spanking, click, cunt, horny, as fuck, fuck me harder, mistress, master, siri, miss, daddy, slut, come slut, your fucking cream pie, anal, fuck my ass, I fucking love your cock, baby, I fucking love your pussy, baby, girl, beg me, beg, begging, beg for my pussy, beg for my cock, please, thank you, fuck me, dirty, your little whore, get on your knees right now, fucking now, you dirty boy, you filthy girl, you're mine, my good boy, my good girl. Okay. Oh, I feel like I have to end this audio with a passage from the Trigonometry for Dummies book. Let's go to the back of the book where it's actually hard shit. Okay. Come on now. Obeying the law. So, this isn't even in regards to this challenge. I had an idea yesterday. It's actually a collab idea. So, sorry, I'm going to ramble here. I'm actually going to put the book down and just ramble for a little bit. I've had a lot of collab ideas recently, obviously. I've got the female Easter collab coming up, which I do need to send out another round of messages to people that were participating, because I haven't heard back from a couple of them in like 3 or 4 days. Just want to make sure they're still in on it. But I've got the female Easter collab that I plan to put up sometime this week, probably Friday, Thursday. If I got that. After that, I just lied. I do have collabs planned. I forgot. I've got a Greek god and goddess one that I've had literally in the works for about 2 months now. So that should be fun. I'm gonna send out messages regarding that collab probably next weekend. I don't know. Sometime this week, if I have the time. I've got a female collab coming out eventually that I'm gonna call GWA High School. It's not age related though. It gets explained in the audio. But basically GWA High School. I intended to set it up kind of like a TV show, almost like an audiobook. But yeah. But anyways, the idea I had. Oh god, I just got a silly idea. I've had this idea for about 12 hours now. Right around 12 hours, yeah. I want to do like a Magic Mike GWA parody. So, you know, I go all Matthew McConaughey and like, you know, start the audio. The rules say no touching, but I feel like there's a lot of rule breakers out there. And then immediately jump right in to like, to like 3 minutes of just everyone moaning with like music in the background. So it's like, oh god, that probably sounds terrible without anything in context. And then, you know, maybe like 45 seconds of it where it's like, you know, it's like slowly introducing everyone. So it's like, you know, coming on stage now is, I don't know, I'd have to think up creative names for everyone. Oh god, I could actually get really creative. Like for me, I'm not even gonna say me. I'll keep it all a surprise. But then I'd break it into like a choose your own adventure type thing. Oh boy, I just got an idea for that. Oh shit, I wasn't even thinking of that. Oh, boy, I could actually make this into, like, a little interactive story. Not even just, like, straight-up GWA porn. Oh, shit. I love that line from Matthew McConaughey. Frickin'. There's the rules say that you're not allowed to touch. But it looks like there's a lot of rule breakers out there tonight. And then immediately jumps right in. I don't know why. That's like my... that line's been stuck in my head for like 4 days now. It is so awesome to say. And, well, it's awesome to say. And then I watched the frickin' Louis C.K. Netflix special that they just put up. And he frickin' mentions it. So, you know. Awesome. I'm gonna make sure it's still recording. I promise I'm gonna stop talking here in just a second. Okay. 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 Hotel, motel, Holiday Inn. Yeah, this is kind of what I do when I'm trying to think of ideas. Sorry. Yeah, it's weird. Okay. Wrapping it up. The idea is basically like, you know, start off with a little inner monologue where it's like, you know, yay, we're all, you know, everyone, you know, like, you know, it'd be for female listeners. So it's like, okay, you're going to the club tonight. You're going to a little male stripper, what is the place called? Strip club. I was thinking strip house for some reason. I was like, what the hell? Like, I know that's not the word. You go into like a male, to like a male strip club, or yeah, I guess that's what it's called. Male strip club or is female strip club? Is the gender for who the strip club's intended for, or who's inside? Probably a good question. We'll basically start with like I would demand. I don't know who I'd be demanding to because I'd be organizing this, but I would make myself start off with that line where, you know, like music's in the background where it's like and then I'm just like, welcome to the show, ladies. The rules say that you're not allowed to touch. But it looks like there's a lot of rule breakers out there tonight. And then, like, drop the mic, step back, music kicks up, and then I'm just, like, coming first on... I'm gonna name drop here, because I'm gonna name drop a few guys. The guys that I know are gonna hopefully participate, because I kidnap them for every collab. And I'm just like, there's a lot of rule breakers out there tonight. Drop the mic, step back, music starts pumping, it's like... Coming up first on stage here, we got Moondance with me. I don't have anything else creative to say, because I'm just standing up pacing around. Coming on stage next, we have Actual Cookie. Coming up next, we got Wassaway, Now I'm Back. Coming on stage next, we got So Sweet Lackiness. I can't pronounce his name still. Coming on stage next, we got Pun Finisher. Coming on stage next, we got everyone else I've ever fucking collabed with. I'm gonna accidentally say that line like 10 times where I'm just like, remember, ladies. That was a weird way to say ladies. Remember, ladies. The rules say you're not allowed to touch. But it looks like there's a lot of lawbreakers out there tonight. Oh, basically then, sorry, my head's starting to get all whack, but there, so you might hear me on accident, sorry about that. Basically then, it'd go off into, like, a choose your own adventure where it's like, okay, you can choose which dancer you want to go off with, get a little private show. Yeah, so it'd basically be like a choose-your-own-adventure. It'd kind of be a choose-your-own-adventure. Not really, but it would be. where it's like, okay, you know, start off all together, and then it's like, okay, well, now you can choose which stripper you want to go off with and get a little private time with. Yeah. That sounds like a good idea. I'm going to have to give it some thought later today and actually put it together and send out messages today or tomorrow. I don't know. I don't know when I'm posting this. Okay. That was my challenge with a lot of random collab rambles at the end of it. So, yeah. Talk to y'all later, GWA. GWA Backstage. Should be a lot of fun this coming week. Well. Sorry, I thought I heard my roommate get home. Talk to y'all later. Peace.